USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
Officials in Alabama say an adult and 9 children are dead after 2 vehicles likely hydroplaned on drenched roads as a tropical storm swept across the southern U.S. on Saturday, causing flash flooding and spurring tornadoes that destroyed dozens of homes. The Butler County Sheriff's Office says multiple people were also injured. 2 people were killed when they were hit by a tree in Tuscaloosa. 20 people were rescued from a sinking boat. As much as 12 inches of rain was reported along the Mississippi Gulf Coast on Saturday. Claudette has been downgraded to a tropical depression, but there are still flash flood watches in effect in several states. Congress has gone back and forth for months on the Biden administration's $4 trillion infrastructure plan. Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont drew a line in the sand on NBC's Meet the Press.
Raising a gas tax, which I don't support, a fee on electric vehicles, privatization of infrastructure, those are proposals that I would not support.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years, beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders, and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is for vets by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
A driver and a pickup truck plowed into bicyclists riding in a community road race in Arizona yesterday, critically injuring several riders before police chased the suspect and shot him. Police say 6 people were taken to a hospital in critical condition after the crash in the mountain town of Sholow, about a 3-hour drive northeast of Phoenix. The suspect, a 35-year-old man, also hospitalized in critical condition. One person was killed and another seriously injured when a driver slammed into spectators at a pride parade in South Florida last night. Witnesses say the crash appeared to be an intentional act. The driver was arrested. The governor of Texas has signed the state's budget, but he's withholding money for the legislature. Here's USA Radio's Dan Naraki.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott has followed through with a threat to veto the part of the state budget that funds the Texas legislature. Abbott had threatened to withhold funding after Democratic members of the Texas House walked out of the chamber back in May, stopping a vote on an election reform bill. Abbott's veto cuts the monthly salary of lawmakers, but more importantly, the funding of the support staffs for the legislative branch.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Talks continue today in Vienna between Iran and global powers to negotiate an agreement to contain Iranian nuclear development. The U.S. is not at the table after the Trump administration unilaterally pulled the country out of the deal in 2018. It's the first official meeting since President Ebrahim Raisi won in a landslide last week. There's concern that the election could further complicate a possible return to the agreement. Georgia's Secretary of State is set to remove some 100,000 names from voter rolls, the first major voting list maintenance following the 2020 election. The names are being removed because of a change of address form submitted to the U.S. Postal Service, election mail bouncing back, or having no contact with elections officials for at least 5 years. Georgia's Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger said in a statement, making sure Georgia's voter rolls are up to date is key to ensuring the integrity of our elections. Voters will be able to block their removal if they provide information within a month. Those who are removed can re-register. Taiwan welcomed 2.5 million COVID-19 vaccine doses from the United States Sunday, more than doubling the island's arsenal of shots. Washington initially promised to donate 750,000 doses, but increased that number as President Biden's administration advances its pledge to send 80 million U.S.-made shots around the world. Only 6% of Taiwan's 23.5 million people have received one dose of the vaccine. The NBA Western Conference Finals tip off today with the Suns hosting the Clippers at 12:30. Later, it's the Hawks and 76ers in Game 7 of the Eastern Conference semifinals. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.